Thank you. thankful that God did include me, and I'm just thinking today, listening to all the good testimonies and good talks about what God has done in each one's life, and I was just thankful, just thinking how blessed I am to be a part of people that that not just talk about God or talk about religion, but allow God to do something in their life, and then just not just, like I said, not just words, not just lip service, but action. People that that are putting their lives on the line, and I'm witnessing that myself to see how that, you know, God, and it's odd, you know, in this world, how you can be around people and you don't want to just feel like, although you may feel like you're in the best that God has, or even have the best that God has, and not, you can't brag about it in one sense, because people get turned off easy when it comes to religion. You know, you get to talking about God and people, you know, that, like Tucker said about the bale of hay, when the horse passing by and he run from it. You know, that's the very thing he should be full of. You know, that's what he run from. And sometimes you run into that attitude in the world where people are, they're running from it, the very thing that they need in their life. And I'm just like I say today, just hearing the testimonies and talk, and even Brother Jerry saying about, you know, getting in God's lap or Jesus' lap, I don't know which one. But anyway, if you get close to the Lord, and that's some of what we're learning to do, is how to get close to the Lord, and not just know about him, but we're learning about him, get to know him, not just what we're saying. The Bible talks about him, knowing him in the fellowship of his suffering. You know, we can learn about him, how he blessed somebody else or whatever, you know. But, you know, Jesus asked Peter, you know, who do you, and not just Peter, he was asking his disciples, you know, who do you, he saying, what do men say? You know, people that you around, what do they say about me? You know, what do they think? You know, who do they say that I am? And then he got more personal and then started saying, you know, who do you say that I am? So that's the way the Lord is. You know, we're going to have to make him personal, you know, in our lives, and to not just, you know, what grandma experienced and what mama and dad experienced, but what am I going to experience with the Lord? You know, I mean, he can help me just like he helped somebody, just like he helped Sister Brenda. She was giving her testimony. I appreciated each one that was giving that testimony, how God, how they prayed, and even had prayer. You know, not just I prayed, but if you get prayer, if somebody praying for you, you know, whoever it is, you know, if it's whoever that's praying. And I love that about this people, how the emphasis on prayer, because we need somebody praying. You know, I of course, we used to pray around here a little more often, but and I'm sure Brother Smith said we'll probably get back to praying more, you know, weeknight during the week, where somebody is praying. And we live in a time when somebody needs to be praying, because we need to get close to the Lord. You know, we need to, if we get into his lap or whatever it takes, you know, to be able to get close to the Lord. If we can, you know, in this world, you know, they got things, you know, you can get close to things in this world. You can get wrapped up in the things in this world and get in such a way that it takes some outside force to help you. You can't get addicted to something or whatever. You know, it takes a outside force to be able to get you away from that. You know, I know people, you know, that are addicted. You feel and feel for them. I know they get a lot of help from different sources, but I think, I remember Brother Lineker was talking about evil spirits one time, and he was saying, you know, about they're real, but he was saying, if you are full of God and full of the Holy Ghost, then you don't have to worry. You know, if you get full of God and full of the Holy Ghost, like we're singing tonight, the Holy Ghost that came down from heaven, then the evil in this world, you don't have to fear it. I'm saying, you don't have to fear the evil in this world. If you're full of God, You know, we can walk in this world and around evil and around evil people. There are evil people in this world, and we are subject to these kind of things. But yet we are not by ourselves. You know, we're not doing this by ourselves. But we're leaning on the Lord. And I get so much encouragement from people that are leaning on God and trying to put their lives. You know, we're learning to do that. Give God our everything. Brother Mike was saying this morning that we're bought with a price. You know, Jesus paid. You know, he gave his life, you know, that we might have life. That we could be able to access, you know, heaven. They had prophets that they, the words that they had to live on, and things that men that had faith in God. But when Jesus came and made it possible that men could go before the throne of God, and I'm so thankful that we have that kind of access, you know, to God, and we're not, you know, just praying like beating the air, you know, like we don't know who we're praying to, but we're praying to somebody that can help us. And we understand that, you know, that it's much better when you understand who you're dealing with, you know. And I know sometimes we may not fully understand everything, but as much as we do understand God and his plan for our lives, and that's why I want to try to fit, be a part of what God is doing. And, you know, we get to read the back of the book, so we know how it's going to come out, and we get to see how he dealt with people in the early church, but we're here. So what do we do? You know, we can't, like Brother Mike said, we can't get help God. You know, God has a time frame that he's working in. So I guess we have to, you know, get with God's program. You know, find out what he's doing. You know, what God's working on. You know, I could like to get it all done. Like my wife came here and this people, and Brother Tucker was telling her about Stephen and how he was smarter in three years, and she was asking all these questions. She wanted to get it over with, you know, get it done. You know, how can I get it done any faster? You know, but you know, God has a time frame that he's working in, and I don't want to get discouraged while I'm working. You know, I might get weary and well doing. I don't want to do that either, you know, because sometimes you look around and you say, is there anybody, does anybody want to serve God? You know, do we have anybody that want to live for God? But yes, there are people that want to live for God. You can get in that attitude. Who was that in the Bible that talked about, you know, he felt like he was the only one that was serving God? But God had people that were serving him, so I don't want to get in that attitude, because, you know, this is God we're talking about. You know, he made the world that we're living in. And the things that are in the world. So I want to be, that's why we have to get in tune with the Lord and being able to even see what the Lord is doing. So I'm just so thrilled, you know, to be a part of people that are seeking God in that way, to be able to get to know him better, you know, in every step of the way, in everything that we do. You know, we get to see God in it, see him working, you know, with people. And I don't want to get discouraged. I don't want to get sidetracked or take an exit, you know, and lose my way, because I want to keep going with the Lord. You know, that can happen to us. You know, I can take an exit, you know, and maybe not even know that I did. So I want the Lord to help me, to be able to help me to see. Show me the way, Lord, so I can go, you know. Show me the way to go. And the Lord give you light on your way, then when he give you the light, then you're to walk in it. You know, I want to walk in the light that he's given me. I like to say that, you know, that we know that they say about the day of the Lord, or that's going to be a day when that light going to be, we'll have more light, shine more and more into a perfect day. Of course, we may not be there yet. So the light that we do have, you know, I want to walk in it. I want to be able to see what God is doing in this day. You know, we're not in the early church. We're not maybe in the latter rain totally, but where we are, you know, I like to be able to see God and what we're doing and see him touching people. Like today, I enjoyed so much the words of how that God is blessing, you know, when we begin to call upon him, and we get our hearts in the same mindset, you know, get our hearts on the Lord, get our, you know, like we say, gird up your mind when you come in church and begin to get our minds on the Lord. You know, that's good to be able to start out, you know, thinking about the things of God and meditate on those kind of things in our hearts and begin to let the Lord lift us up. We sang about the Holy Ghost this morning, today in the day service, and then even tonight, you know, leaning on His Spirit, knowing that our strength, you know, come from the Spirit of God and how He help our everyday life, you know, how we get through this life with by leaning on the Lord and realizing that we need Him, you know, realizing that He, you know, when I run into a problem, you know, then I can call on Him. I'll tell you what, I've been praying more. I appreciate seeing that, you know, I need to pray and seek the Lord, and not just for myself, you know, but others. You know, how I don't know that Brother Mike mentioned that this morning about, you know, not when we begin to reach out for other people, we begin to get esteem our brother, you know, his wealth, you know, be able to lift someone else up and encourage them in the Lord, because you know, we need it. We are in flesh and blood. We are flesh and blood. We are, you know, somebody said you're dancing in the flesh, you know. How else you're in the flesh. We're made of flesh and blood. So if we dance at all, you know, I know you can get caught up in the Spirit. I know you can get to where you don't know where you are. But until you get there, you know, we have to be able to move and exercise in what we are, you know, and as much as we are in the flesh. So let's give God, you know, glory. We can still give Him glory. You know, we may be, and I like the idea. I kind of, you know, grew up in wasn't so much in the church, but I was around it, and Pentecostal people, and they do like to kind of get in a trance, you know, before they can begin to worship God. But anyway, you know, Brother Tucker kind of helped us with that, you know, to be able to just begin to worship God. Just the Bible said, praise the Lord. You know, in a dance, or praise Him on instruments, or whatever you praise Him on, and you know, whether you're in a trance or not, you know, just praise the Lord and begin to praise Him, lift Him up, you know, because in doing so, you know, we can get blessed, we can help ourselves, and so I'm just so thankful. I am just so thankful today that to know that we're here to worship Him, the one that that's keeping us. You know, when you think about Jesus, I read about it some, you know, when he was here facing different situations, he didn't explain everything, you know, to his disciples, all the way down to almost when he was crucified. They didn't really understand all that he would say it. He would tell them that he's going to go to Jerusalem, and they're going to, you know, he's going to be, he didn't use the word crucified, but anyway, I can't remember how his words, but he was. But anyway, he was up against opposition, that the Jews was out to get him, and he couldn't, you know. But you know, he just tell them so much at a time. You know, he could just tell them what's going to happen to him. You know, like he used the word, in 3 days, he's going to be in the belly of the earth 3 days, and God's going to raise him up after 3 days, and just different things he'd throw out and different things he'd say. And they didn't quite understand it. And a few times he'd get them aside and explain a little bit, but that, you know, even when sometimes you wish you could just tell people, you know, that God wants us to be overcomers. You know, He wants us to live like Him. You know, of course, in this world, most people don't think you can live like Jesus. You know, not going to be able to eradicate sin in your life. You know, you're not going to be able to do that. And he didn't really just tell them that, but sometimes you feel like you ought to be able to tell people. You know, if you're around people all the time and around people talking about different things, family, like I got a big family, and we talk about church some and talking about prayer and, you know, helping one another. And I don't know, I feel bad myself sometimes that I don't just sit down and just go over, you know, some of the things about, you know, what Jesus was here for. You know, I know he, and then we're going to have to live, eventually measure up to the stature of Christ and begin to talk like that. But I'm a little bit afraid, you know, that they'll run me off. I mean, you know, religious, they're religious people. They go to church all the time. Matter of fact, I'm gonna have to miss the singing Saturday, because I'm gonna be up there with my sisters at this They're here for, they're in Memphis. They have a convocation every year. This group, Church of God in Christ, the man that started that was from Memphis, Tennessee, Bishop Mason. And they got a temple over there. But anyway, they have this every year. And I got two or three sisters that come over there. And so I'm going to have lunch with them Saturday. So I probably won't get back in time. But anyway, I feel for them. I mean, I like I say, I don't have all the answers. But do you have a burden for your family sometimes? I mean, as far as how much, you know. But the best I can come up with is if people get inquisitive, you know, if they ask questions to you, you know, about God, why do you go to the church you go to? And, you know, you somehow have a door open that where you can talk to them a little bit better. But as far as, you know, you can't go in and criticize what they're doing. If you criticize what they're doing, then you're making enemies. So you don't want to do that. So you be as friendly to them as you can, but yet you like to somehow, you know, because people do watch your life. I mean, people look at you and see what you're doing, and they call my boss. I remember one time he gave me a good compliment about being, this lady was, we was having something. I can't remember, was it some kind of Christmas dinner or something, and they want somebody to pray, and he was telling her, she said, She wanted to do whatever it was. I don't know, I've been saying prayer. But anyway, he told her, said, have James to do it. He's a real Christian. And I thought, you know, a real Christian. But yet this man, he's Catholic. He raised four kids and sent them all to college. And they all, one of his daughters, an OBGYN doctor here in Little Rock. And sons, engineers. And he went through a divorce. But yet this real Christian over here, you know, I mean, I thought, well, look where my daughter is, you know. But yet he's, but I'm saying people do look up to you. That's what I'm saying. And family, they look up to you. My sister, I got a sister, she won't be at this deal Saturday, but anyway, she live in Florida. I got three live in Florida. They want to do their 50th wedding anniversary, repeat what they call it, renew the vows. And she calls me and wants me to do that. I never done, you know. I said, she said, well, you just do however you want to do it, put your own words to it, you know. And I thought, nobody ever asked me to do that, you know. She said, I just think so much of you, you know. So anyway, I didn't do it because of the situation with Leanna, and she understood. And then another lady, y'all know the Boyette. My wife was helping with a wedding dress, Sheila Boyette. And here she comes over there and wants me to. She said, "Brother Tal, I wish you'd marry us." And I thought, man, you know, I mean, all this is 1 year, you know, all this year. And I told her, "I'm sorry, I don't think I could do that." But anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, in this world. We're around people, you know, and here we are. We have the truth, you know, not maybe like we like to have it, but we have the truth. I mean, we have a lot of good things that could help people. But I know you can't just go preaching to people about things that you know just because you know it. But somehow, you know, maybe God's gonna cause the light, you know, even in this church, you know, to shine out, you know, people at our neighbors and our, you know, somehow, you know, our lives. I mean, really, that's one way. People are looking at your life. You know, they're seeing you. And you're treating people right in the neighborhood. You know, we all are part of this community. So if we are, I was thinking about Brother Andrew. You know, I know he got a new job. But anyway, my wife, some folks that was in the store, I guess he's still working there for now. But anyway, these folks was in the store where he worked and was trying to, I guess he was selling them shoes. And then they was over in the store where my wife worked. And they started talking about this young man in the store where they was trying to buy these shoes, how nice he was, how well he was treating them. And I don't know, they kept talking. She finally figured out who it was. I guess they told her, he told them what store it was that he was in. And she figured out, she said, "I think I know who you're talking about." So I don't know if she gave him his name or what. But anyway, and they was really giving him a good report, you know, and about how well he treated them. and he helped them, you know, with what they were looking for, the shoes and all. But I'm just saying, you know, we somehow our life, whatever we do, you know, going to be affected in people. You know, that's how, that's what it's going to boil down to, I think. You know, we can preach all day long, but somehow we're going to have to be effective somehow. Either our life, or how we're living, you know, we're going to be, have so much of God in our life to people going to be able to just come around us somehow. I'm just kind of painting a picture because, you know, God's going, his work going to go forward. We know that God's going to have a people, you know, that's going to lift him up. You know, that's going to, people in the earth, like out of the Gentiles, he said, he'll call the people for his name's sake. And we know he's going to have that kind of people. So I began to wonder how he's going to do it. You know, how is he going to go about it? How is he going to be able to, when you, you know, like I said, get in this world and you see people get so discouraged and depressed over things, and you wish you could say something, you know, to help them and lift them up and be able to get them out of the conditions they're in. And you know that they're thinking on the wrong things. You know that, you know what's causing that. You know that what the reason they're getting into that state, because of the way they're thinking. You know, somebody said, it's you're thinking. You know, you know what you're thinking. That's what's causing you to get that way. So if we can say something to help people to even think different, you know, begin to, the thing that we should meditate on. Yeah. Begin to elevate our minds a little bit and begin to think on the things that God has for us, that the how that these things can help us. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm thinking, you know, how that we're gonna be able to help people in this world. You know, the people that we see, you know, we run into in the stores or out walking or whatever, you know, and be able to help people. I'm just wanting that day to be here. I'm just can't wait to see that day where we can, God's people can be affected, you know, wherever they go. You know, I say in church, we're here in this church, and we really get lifted up, you know, really lifted up high, and I appreciate it. But, you know, we have to walk outside the door. We can't stay in church. You know, some people come in here, and they kind of fuss at us and say, you folks do real good between the, you know, four walls. How do you do when you get out here and face people, you know? Well, how do you handle that? What do you do once you leave this place? And that's where we, you know, our effectiveness is going to have to be outside of these walls. You know, how we affect people and our lives, and not just in a way of preaching. I know that's part of it, but it's how we live. You know, how we live among people. And I know the more that we can have God's Spirit in our life, and the more that God is motivating us and helping us to stay lifted up, because and like I say, it shows. You know, when you're around people, it definitely shows. They tell you, you know, not to preach on your job and stuff, and sometimes it's almost hard not to. But you can't. You know, you don't want to, like I said, create problems where you're gonna have to live with them. But you know. But anyway, if there's a door open, you know, sometimes you have to look for an open door to where people are really hungry for things to talk about, you know, for the Lord, and sometimes you do find people that are open, and you don't, not sure how much to tell them, you know, how much to say, but I like to be effective, you know, working for the Lord, and be able to, like I say, I get concerned, you know, about family and knowing how much you know, when you're around, it's bad when people, when you're around people that feel like they got all they need. You know, they are full, like a full cup, or they wrapped up. You know, got the package. They are wrapped up package. You know, like you say, I'm wrapped up, ready to go. You know, and that's what a lot of people are. They feel like they have, and then they don't think you need anymore. You know, what do you do about that? If you're around people that feel like, well, you know, you don't have to do all that, you know. You don't have to, you go to church too much. You know, you don't have to do all of that. You know, they don't think it's necessary, you know, to learn all this about the Bible. You tell them you're reading the Bible through, and they say, well, why are you doing that? You know, I mean, it's not necessary. Now, so what do you do to help people, you know, to realize that we realize that we need more God? You know, we know we need to get closer to Him. But how do you tell somebody else that you need to get closer to God without offending them? You know, that's why I like to work in this world of where you won't be offending people all the time. And I know it does help, like I say, to be able to have love in your heart, treat people right, you know, be able to show love to them and be a light in that way, you know, just to love people. Because that's something that's, you know, people they're not really used to that either. So anyway, if whatever we can do, that's what I want to do. I want to be a witness, you know, to people that what God is doing in my life. You know, that's what we went to this play down in Hot Spring one time. It's called The Witness. And it was this guy that was narrating it, the main character in it. You know, he was playing Peter. And it was a musical, that kind of thing. Some people may have seen it. But anyway, and that's what you're doing. You're a witness to what has happened to you. They were the witness to what their lives was with Jesus. They lived with Jesus and their experiences with Him. You know, walking with the Lord. And that's the best thing you can do, you know, say, I was there. Sometimes I feel bad at myself. Sometimes I think about, I was thinking the other day, I said, you know, I've been in this church, and we came here with Brother Tucker was a pastor, and then Brother Leniger was a pastor, Brother Weiniger was a pastor, now Brother Smith was a pastor. And I've heard, and every one of them preached in a different manner. You know what I mean? I've heard people say, Brother Tucker is too hard. He's too hard on the people, you know, and all that. Okay, here comes Brother Leniger. Okay, so eventually, you know, the Bible said wisdom is justified. Is it wisdom justified to the children or something like that? But anyway, you know, people say that. Then what, you know, so eventually, whoever they thought was the best, they're going to finally get to hear that person or get to maybe be their pastor. You know, then what's the reason? You know, you people have all kind of reasons. Say, well, that person is just too this, you know. But anyway, eventually they're going to get somebody that's going to be what they think. And then what their excuse is, you know, then what's their reason? So I think, you know, if we begin to look to the Lord and whoever the Lord sends to our way, you know, if we're serving Him, if we're serving God like we should, then whoever God sent our way to help us to hear the gospel so we can have faith in it, you know, by hearing, faith come by hearing, and be able to hear the gospel. And we've been blessed. We're blessed people to be able to hear the gospel. I just sometimes feel bad at myself because I've heard this. You know, I may not be able to tell you every word, you know, but I've heard this gospel, not just the ministers, the pastors we've had here in this church, but in the body, you know, going to the meetings and listening to other men that been able to break the word, like Brother Mike said this morning. He mentioned a couple of brothers that really explained the word of God in such a way that was affecting him, his life. And that's where it is. We get to hear the gospel, you know, coming from different point of views, and that we're able to hear it. And I count it as a blessing in a sense. But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, well, you know, some people never heard it. It's been times I've heard it, and I feel bad. You know, I remember one time I went over all these. I got all my notes together, all my notebooks, and even I didn't buy all of Brother Leonard's books. He had all kind of books. I got several of them, and I put them together. This is before he passed away, and I thought, you know, what would happen if something happened to him, and I had all this material together. I still have it all together, and. But, you know, we have to go on with God. And I appreciate everything. I really, oh, He blessed me. You know, Sister Brian was talking this morning, well, I guess, about the song that Brother Leniger sang about trials. Tribulation. Come to trial. By His power, see? And we're going to have that. You get blessed. I mean, just think about, you know, what we've been blessed to hear, blessed to have, and, you know, to sit and be a part of and hear them break the word of God, break the word of life. And like the disciples, that's how they recognized who Jesus was, the way He broke the bread. And And we've been blessed to have men to explain the Word of God. And it's not over, but I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I think about that. You know, how many times, like Brother Lincoln was, Brother Smith was talking about, I don't know if sure if it's Thessalonica, but one of those towns that Paul, he was, it might have been Ephesus, Ephesians, maybe that's who it was. But anyway, he was basically saying farewell to him, goodbye. And he had been with him. He was talking like, I don't know, at that time, I think he stayed with him 3 weeks, but he visited him, you know, pretty often, but he knew when he was going to Jerusalem, he wouldn't get back. He was saying farewell to him. And I was thinking, how many times did they get to hear him in that period of time that he visited with them? And of course, he wrote them letters that he sent back to them. But do you ever think about that? How many times you're going to get to hear this gospel? You know, even from now, you know, I think about it, you know, from now on, you know, how do I have enough of it? Have I heard enough of God's word explained like we teach it here in the body of Christ to help me if I never hear it again? You know, that's what that was the kind of thing. I think about that because there were people that only heard it, you know, whatever amount of time it was, to be able to understand, you know, that this is God's work. You know, God is doing the work. And if I can apply myself in such a way, you know, to where I can understand what God is trying to do, what he's doing, and work accordingly, you know, and high of it come out. You know, we like I said, we look at the back of the book, we see who's the church is going to be restored, and it's going to be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, you know. But, of course, my name is not in that one. I mean, it could be if I allow it to be, but it could be, you know, scratched out or whatever. But I do want to be a part of what God is doing. And I just want to try to measure up to God's work and what his expectations are for me. And I want to be able to measure up. I beat myself up sometime over things, but my sister said, don't beat yourself up. You know, he was talking about Leanna, you know, said, she made those choices. Don't beat yourself up. But you're going to beat yourself up some. And everybody do, you know, but I'm leaning on the Lord. Yes. I'm leaning heavily on the Lord. Yes. Because I know that if I can do that, I do understand that if I can lean on the Lord, if I can trust him, if I can keep walking with holding his hand, you know, no matter what comes by my way in this world. And that's, you know, Brother Lininger told us, you know, I thought about when you start having birthdays, he talked about the last 15 years of your life uses the toughest. All of you that heard that, I know you've heard him say that. And I may be in my last 15, you know, it's a possibility. And you just say, well, can it get any worse than this? But it could, you know. So I want to lean on the Lord. I want to keep my hand in his hand. You know, I want to keep looking to it. You know, I want to keep trusting the Lord even more, not just the level I'm on right now, but I want to even move it up a notch, you know, kick it up a notch and be able to trust him more. Because that's when we look at the church that we talk about, you know, the glorious church, the church that's full of overcomers, people that, like Brother Jerry said, we are overcomers. We've overcome some things, so we are overcomers, but we want to be perfect overcomers. That's what we're striving to be, is perfect overcomers. We want to live our life to where our life will be affected. That's what I want, to have a life that's affected, you know, to where I can live in this world and not get tied up in it, you know, to a way that I get tangled up in a way that it keeps me from God. But I want to live for God in this present world that we're living in. So I'm just so thankful tonight that we're here and get to hear what God is doing for you, and appreciate your good testimonies and the things that God has done in your life. And I am just so thankful to be a part. Yeah. Be a part of what God is doing. And I want to stay a part. I don't want to lose out. You know, I don't want to Sister Fulton say that you sing a song about being Lord, don't let me lose this vision, you know, about his people. You know, if you've got a vision, you know, some people have lost their vision. Lord, help me not to lose my vision, what you've shown me. You know, I don't want to lose that, you know, what God has given. And I'm so thankful tonight to be a part of this and to be a part of you and be a part of this church. And I want to go with you. I don't want you to go without me. You know, if you see me dragging, pray for me, because I want to go with you. I want to be a part of what God is doing. So I'm just so thankful.
Praise God. Praise.
I don't deserve what he's done for me in my life. But I'm glad that he's going to use me and that he is using me.
Great.
And I've really been thinking about letting our light shine before the world. Like Brother Tyler was talking about, there's a lot of verses that we learned when we were younger in this school here. And I always wondered what that would be like to the fullest of what that means. And like Brother Tally was talking about, the word I came up with, Brother Tally, is a living epistle. A living epistle, the Word of God. I want to line up with Jesus Christ to the point where when I walk around somebody, they see all of Jesus in me, not just a piece of him. And I was thinking about that, about how in order to let your light shine, you've got to get the things out of your life that are hindering that light from shining out. And God showed me some things lately that were hindering his light from shining out of me unobstructed, so that it could shine fully like he wants it. And so that I can line up with him and do his will and not what my will is. And I'm just thankful that he carries us and that he helps us and that we can walk in him and that there is a hope for perfection. A place where his peace truly does reign with us, in the sense that when there is no battle left in us of the flesh, then we will have his peace. And I'm just thankful for all the things that he does for us in our daily life and in our walk with him, and thankful that I have a chance to serve him. And I want to be used to the fullest extent for all the mercies that he has shown to me in my life. I feel like I owe that to him. This life is not for me to live unto myself anymore. This life is dedicated to him and his purpose. Even to the extent of, I think, well, God, how do I apply that to all these different things? And he simply said, I want to get the glory for everything in your life that's happening. And that really makes me feel good, that he will help us get our perspective in order to focus our eyes upon him and to get our eyes off the things that are hindering us and that are keeping our growth from happening. Because ultimately, there's a saying that goes, you're either growing or dying. But really, I was thinking today, you're doing both at the same time, because you're dying to your flesh and you're growing in God. And I'm very thankful that God doesn't put too much on us until we're ready for it. And even when we are ready for it, sometimes I feel like I'm a little shaky, but you know what? God said, are you going to believe what you see or what I tell you? You're going to believe what your eyes tell you in the natural, or you're going to believe what I tell you in the spirit? And so I'm thankful that he gives us the strength to stand up in him and to do what he asks us to do.
Special prayer for Brother Daniels.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your name.
The master of the wind. maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Of the rain, he can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. The wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the
be there when you find You need a friend. be there when you need him. He'll be there. He'll be there through storms of life, and he'll be there to calm the strife. He'll be there when you find you need a friend. He'll be there.